This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Each semester, the Honors Program at Robert Morris University convenes a group of students for a series of uncredited informal reading discussions. The book club members are mostly non-English majors with no particular academic interest in literature, but they're all avid pleasure readers with a keen appetite for critical analysis. I spoke with three of them, Marulla Quirk, Annie Kendre, and Mark Polcha, about some of their recent picks, starting with the childhood favorite, Tolkien's The Hobbit.
Something that a lot of people like to do is taking old high school books or books that they read and now looking at it when they're older and more mature and kind of getting a better idea of what the words really mean. And what was really funny was that we found that there wasn't a lot of literary criticism in it, and it is just a children's book. So that was kind of funny, was that we were sitting down going, all right, it's time to dissect this and find the symbolism, and we were like, there isn't any. He's just hanging out. He's going to go kill a dragon. But I think that it did spark interest in reading his other things, and then The Lord of the Rings, which obviously is a bit more literary. So hopefully that kind of will inspire them to keep reading.
Annie, you led the group on...
On The Casual Vacancy, which is by J.K. Rowling. It's when she finished up Harry Potter, she decided to write an adult novel. So for the book club, we kind of focused on comparing The Casual Vacancy to Harry Potter.
What stands out in that comparison to you?
A lot more violence, a lot more sex. It's just altogether darker. It's set in a small town in England, and it's about a political seat that comes up for re-election after someone dies. And it's about how the people of this small town, Pagford, try to deal with it. And there's all this other drama, like, intertwined in. And I guess the general consensus between all the people in the book club was that she tried too hard to make it into an adult novel. So I personally really enjoyed it, but a lot of other people felt that it was just a little bit too over the top with the swearing and with the sex and the drugs and the violence and everything.
Do I take it you're a Potter fan from way back?
Or? I'm a huge Potter fan, yeah. I love her writing style. So I was able to kind of overlook the overdone adultness of it.
I seem to recall, like, that series got pretty dark and heavy toward the end, too, right?
Yeah, towards the end it did, with everybody dying and coming back from the dead. Yeah, it got pretty dark.
Do you see a progression toward more kind of adult themes in her writing over that timeline?
Yes and no. I mean, the Harry Potter books definitely got darker as they went on, but The Casual Vacancy is so dark that it's hard. I mean, it's almost hard to believe that it's the same writer, because it's just so different from the style of Harry Potter. Because even at the end of Harry Potter, it was still like that, like, hopeful story. Mm-hmm. Whereas at the end of Casual Vacancy, I don't want to spoil it, but it all kind of just goes downhill.
What was the other text we're looking at?
We were looking at Lamb, the Gospel According to Biff.
All right, tell me about Biff.
So, Biff, this character named Biff. We learned that it was Jesus' best friend. He did everything with him. And so, since the Gospels leave out pretty much everything from his birth to his ministry, this book kind of fills in the gaps and lets us see who Jesus was as a person, how he became who he is now. And it's just a really funny take on it.
I get that maybe the emphasis is more on the comedy, the satirical angle, but did you take away anything, you know, substantive about, you know, did you see the figure of Jesus historically or religiously in a different way after reading that?
I actually really enjoyed it. I've never sat down and read the Bible. I'm not very, very familiar with everything, but it is very smart. When we chose it, we weren't sure if this was just going to be controversial, like, oh, Jesus is doing something funny. It's very intelligent and well-crafted, instead of just being blasphemous and just trying to make people angry. So I think that if you have a good sense of humor, if you're open to kind of poking fun on the subject, I think that it's really interesting and a fun read.
This sounds like a really fun English class without any writing assignments.
That's pretty much exactly what it is, yeah. I love literature, I love reading, I love writing. It's nice that I can go for the degree that I'm going for, but still kind of have this niche where I can read books and talk to them with people without have to actually take the time to take the literature classes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a nursing major, so there's not really a whole lot of room in my curriculum for literature classes, but it's nice, like Mella said, to be able to kind of go at your own pace, and it's just a more relaxed version.
Yeah, like, I don't know how many times we've read the book and literally just gotten a phone call from somebody else, and we debated the book for an hour, like at midnight, just because we were so amazed by what we were reading. That's a really good group of people.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. It was nice meeting all of you.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure.
Sophomores Annie Kendre, Mark Polcha, and Marulla Quirk are part of the Honors Book Club at Robert Morris University. And you can join our book club discussion by visiting WESA.FM or posting your recommendations on Twitter at Booksburg or by email speakingvolumes@WESA.FM. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA, supported by the Community College of Allegheny County. Thanks for listening.